To the second session of today, of the first day of the UNEC session of the Group of Experts on Renewable Energy, and we'll speak about Ukraine. I am moderator at this point. So we will discuss actually the development of resilience system with an example of Ukrainian case, because Ukraine strives because of attacks, etc. And we already told about that on the first session. And today we will dig into details. As a chair and as a moderator of this session, I provide a word for me for a short opening remarks. And I would like to say that since October 2022, even since February 2022, but in October that was enlarged, Russian Federation has been carrying out systematic massive airstrikes on the Ukrainian energy system. These are basically terrorist actions, and Russians are targeting electricity and heat generation facilities, which by definition are civilian facilities. And these terroristic actions unfortunately led to result, because some part of energy infrastructure of Ukraine out of work. If you speak about wind power, according to different estimations, up to 80% are not operating well because some part of these facilities are under occupation. 50-60% of energy infrastructure like transformers, transmission lines, etc. are damaged. But we are doing our best to restore everything. And as a chair, I began from the fact that our necessity as a group of experts on renewable energy to build conditions when renewable energy developing sustainably. As Ukrainian, I can say that we need to create particular investment opportunities to attract financing into this sector in Ukraine, because that will bring sustainability and normal life for regular people and make economy work. Ukrainian economy work, and not only. So me as moderator, I have very short opening remarks, and I'm really happy to pass a word to my colleagues. I will introduce them. But first, I would like to say that there was idea that one of members of parliament will come, but unfortunately, due to technical reasons, he would not be able to do this. So from him, I will convince very short presentation on behalf of him. And the idea of this presentation about legal developments which allow renewable energy development in Ukraine. I would like to say that in July, there was approved the critical important for the energy industry, for the Ukrainian energy industry law. And this law gave new breeze for green energy in our country. The law envisages the following: the implementation of the guarantees of origin mechanism for green electricity produced. Personally, me, I believe in this tool because this has been used in the world for a long time. Guarantees of origin for electricity, for green electricity, can confirm the green status of electricity produced from renewable energy sources. This will increase the export potential for electricity itself, and in the future, it will allow exporters to avoid additional taxation, and they speak about CBAM now, when importing their products to the EU. The different opportunity is introduction of feed-in premium. This tool will provide opportunity for renewable energy producers independently sell the produced energy on the market. At the same time, the guaranteed buyer will make the additional payment for the differences between the green tariff and the market price, which actually bringing us to bankability in the green energy projects. And third, it's introduction of the net billing. The mechanism will allow consumers to install renewable energy sources, generating capacity, thereby compensating their own consumption and selling the surplus of the electricity to the grid. It's obvious that the net billing will give an impetus to the development of distributed generation. So this law already adopted. It's good news for everyone who wants to work in the sector in Ukraine. And from my side, I would like to say that, of course, and now I speak as a Ukrainian, of course you can consider that it's high military risk, etc. That's true. But the different rule that now it's a unique chance to support our country, the country who fighting for the freedom future of Europe and maybe of the world. That's why I invite you to do this. And I can say that from the legal point of view, these investments are really unlocked. And now I would like to pass a word to the distinguished panelists of today's session. And I will introduce them first. First, we will have Ms. Irina Sotnik, who will provide a presentation with SWOT analysis of bioenergy development in Ukraine and relevant recommendations. Then we will have panel discussion with Olena Lenska, the representative of the State Agency on Energy Efficiency and Energy Saving. She is the director of Renewable Energy Department. Then we'll have Mr. Denis Motorny, the representative of FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. And FAO supported some developments in Ukraine in bioenergy sector. Then we'll have Ms. Leila Urikenova, the program officer from UN Environmental European Office. And we'll have Nadezhda Khamarkulova, who is Economic Affairs Officer in Sustainable Energy Division of UNEC. Afterwards, at 5 in the evening, we'll have case studies from member states. There will be several member states. Moldova will not. So we will have Adrian Biliku, Vice Chair of the Group of Experts on Renewable Energy, and Artan Leskoviku, as the Director of Renewable Energy Sources from the Ministry of Infrastructure and Energy from Albania. We will have Margalita Arabidze, the Head of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Policy, virtually, because she will deliver, as I know...
It's a pre-recorded video.
Pre-recorded video, yeah. Actually, that I want to say. And then we'll have a room for discussions, proposals, etc. And afterwards, we will approve conclusions and recommendations. So at this point, if there is no proposals to agenda, I will provide the word to Ms. Irina Sotnik. Ms. Sotnik, floor is yours.